Lesson 3. Yoshiko Uchida, second class citizen? Although their parents had been born in Japan, Yoshiko Uchida and her older sister Keiko were American citizens from birth. The girls spoke only a smattering of Japanese and grew up in Berkeley, California in the 1930s as typical American teenagers, believing that they possessed the inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness promised to all Americans. But when Japan launched its infamous attack on the United States fleet at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, on December 7, 1941, they discovered that they were mistaken. Of course, the Uchida sisters deserved no blame for the actions of Japan's military leaders, but they suffered from the anti-Japanese feeling that was suddenly rampant among the populace. Japanese Americans were maligned as potential traitors and suspected of conspiring to commit acts of espionage for a country with which the United States was now at war. Within hours of the attack, United States government agents searched the Uchida home and took Yoshiko's father away without disclosing what he was accused of or where he was being taken. He was one of many Japanese Americans placed in similar circumstances who had broken no law and were never charged with any offense. This was merely the first of the many indignities suffered by Yoshiko's family. The right to travel freely was severely curtailed for all Japanese Americans on the West Coast. They were forced to observe an 8 o'clock curfew and were forbidden to go more than 5 miles from their homes. They were also ordered to turn in all cameras, binoculars, shortwave radios, and firearms. On May 1, 1942, by order of President Roosevelt, 120,000 people of Japanese descent living on the West Coast, two-thirds of them American citizens, were indiscriminately rounded up and were allowed to take only what they could carry. The Uchida family was among those forced to leave. Yoshiko's studies, she had been close to getting a degree in education at the University of California, Berkeley, were abruptly terminated. She had no idea when, if ever, she would be allowed to resume her education. The Uchidas were taken to a nearby makeshift prison camp, where Mr. Uchida was permitted to rejoin his family. After being held there for 4 months, the family was moved to a prison camp near Delta, Utah, on the edge of the Sevier Desert. The camp, called Topaz, was surrounded by barbed wire, with watchtowers at each corner. It was one of 10 such camps throughout the United States, hastily set up to detain Japanese Americans. Thanks to friends on the outside who interceded on their behalf, and because the hysteria against Japanese Americans had abated somewhat, the incarceration of Yoshiko and Keiko Uchida at Topaz lasted less than a year. Yoshiko was given leave to attend school at Smith College in Massachusetts, and Keiko was given a position at the Department of Education's nursery school at nearby Mount Holyoke College. Later, as investigation into their backgrounds showed them to be blameless, their parents were allowed to leave Topaz and were soon reunited with their daughters. Yoshiko's father never permitted himself to feel rancor against his adopted country for the wrong it had perpetrated against Japanese Americans. He believed that one day the government would admit it had made a terrible mistake. That day finally came in 1988, when Congress voted to pay reparations to the surviving members of the uprooted families. For Yoshiko, the experience of being treated like a second-class citizen was not easily forgotten, but she used the experience positively. Yoshiko became a prolific writer. Many of the books and short stories she wrote helped to educate others about the unjust treatment of Japanese Americans during World War II. These stories not only convey the alienation and rejection felt by all victims of discrimination, they also serve as necessary reminders of the terrible consequences that result from denying someone or a whole group of people the fundamental rights meant to be enjoyed by all Americans.